Well, this morning, I just want to talk about one word. That word is glory. It's all throughout the scripture, even in the Titus passage. And the glory of the Lord shone about them, and they were terrified. And then it says that the shepherds glory, or well, the, what did the angel say? Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace. And then the shepherds, when they left, they glorified God. Glory. It's one of those words that you hear all the time, but I wonder if we really know what it means. So I want to tell you a story. When I was in fourth grade, we moved to a new town, and my dad, I'm a pastor's kid, okay, so that explains a lot. About me. Yeah, hey. All right. And as a pastor's kid, I did move around a lot. And in fourth grade, we moved to a church where my dad went on staff there. He wasn't the senior pastor. He was kind of like where I am, associate pastor. And this particular church was one of those kinds of churches that had, they had this idea about being a Christian, that there were a lot of rules of things that you don't do in order to be a good Christian. And one of the things that you don't do is you don't go to movie theaters. Oh, yeah, the heaven forbid that you would go to a movie theater, right? Well, the really ironic thing about it is that in third grade, we would go to the movie theater as a family all the time. And I went to the movie theater and saw Star Wars. That tells you I was third grade, 78. You can do the math, okay? So I saw Star Wars at the movies, changed my life forever. We moved to this church, fourth grade. No movies. We're at this church from fourth grade to 10th grade. Now, I knew that my parents did not believe that this was a rule of God because, you know, we had gone to movies. But my dad, being on staff at this church, he agreed and submitted himself to these rules because, I mean, I'm telling you, if you wanted to be a member of this church, you had to sign a covenant that said you would not go to movies. Come a long way. All right, but it's true. This is the reality. Well, that put me in a very difficult situation because I am my father's son, and I did not agree with this rule. And I struggled with this because I really wanted to see Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. Yes, they both came out in theaters while I was in this restriction zone. It was the prohibition era of my life. And I was faced with a challenge because this is pre-VCR. I mean, I couldn't even wait for the DVD to come out. So what did I do? I thought about it a lot, prayed about it a lot, wrestled with it a lot. But I made a choice to not go to the movie theater for 6 years. I got to tell you, I got to go to the end of the story before I come back to this story. So in 10th grade, we moved to Minnesota. My dad took a different church who didn't have rules. Guess what the first thing I did was? I went to the movies, and guess what movie it was? Footloose. How ironic was that, right? Okay. So anyway, going back to the Prohibition era. So I make a decision consciously to not go to the movie theater. Why? Was it because I believed it was wrong? No. Was it because I was afraid? I can do this because it's just us, right? Tell them I'm not here. Okay. Was it because I was afraid that my father would punish me if I did it? Absolutely not, because that's not how my dad works. The reason I chose to not do it was because I knew what it would do to my father. If I did, it would dishonor him. And I love my father so much, and I respected my father so much, that I did not want to dishonor my father. You know what that's called? That's called glorifying your father. The word glory in the New Testament. The Greek word is doxa. You've heard the word doxology? That is the words of doxa, the words of glory. Now, when we think of the word glory in our culture, we think of praise, right? It's like, well, you can give glory to God. But praise is a different word. When the shepherds left, they glorified and praised God. They're two different things. You see, the word doxa in the Greco-Roman world of the scripture, it meant reputation. It meant your name and how it was known among the people. And every person in the Greco-Roman world was looking for a good doxa. They were looking to be glorified. And the better doxa you had, the more people knew your name, you had a bigger reputation. And so, when we doxa someone, we honor their name. We honor who they are by how we are. That's what it means to glorify someone. So when I made the choice to not go to the movies, I was giving doxa to my Father. Now, Jesus' whole mission, we find this out all throughout, especially the Gospel of John. Jesus' whole mission was to glorify the name of the Father by who he was and what he did. But in our text today, this is what I want to focus in on. It says, the glory of the Lord shone among them. But here's my question. To whom did the glory appear? Who was it? It was shepherds. The glory of God, the doxa of God, the reputation of God appeared among shepherds? Are you kidding me? I mean, if you wanted to have a great doxa in those days, you hung out with rich people. You hung out with powerful people because those are the people who could elevate your doxa among the people. But see, the glory of God, the doxa of God, shone among shepherds. If Jesus were born today, I wonder where he would be born. You know where I think Jesus would be born? Somewhere in a trailer park in Alabama, among the working poor, back in the backwoods. Or maybe, if he were born in Minneapolis, he'd be born in a condemned house occupied by squatters. That's where Jesus would be born today. And if the angels came today to show the doxa of God, who would they come to? They wouldn't come to the governor. They wouldn't come to the Fortune 500 CEOs. You know who they'd come to? They'd come to the migrant workers who may or may not be here legally, working in our fields. Do you know we have that in Minnesota? Do we even know that? That's where the glory of God would show up. Or if he was born in the house downtown Minneapolis, the angels would bring God's doxa to the homeless guys on the corner and say, for unto you is born this day a Savior. That is the glory of God. So Christmas this morning, we like to make it all about the bling, right? We like to make it all about the celebration and the presents. And I mean, isn't it the most ironic thing that on the birth of this peasant baby born in a stinky little stable, that we make it all about stuff? When the glory of God is that God's reputation is the God who hangs out among the shepherds of society. You know, we've spent this whole fall looking through the story of the Old Testament and waiting and longing and the cycle of all of that. Do you know why Israel got in trouble every single time? There is only one reason. It's because they neglected the poor and the outcast. And God said, that is not my doxa. You are not glorifying my name when you oppress them. And he brought Jesus to bring doxa to the Father. And so the shepherds went, and these shepherds, they show up at this stable, and they see a peasant baby who the angel said, that's the Messiah. That's what your Messiah looks like. Not King Herod's son, but this baby. And the shepherd said, yes, that's who's going to set us free. And they went into Bethlehem and they brought doxa to God and praised God that God had not forgotten them. So my prayer for us this Christmas is that we would bring glory to God in who we are and how we live, because that's why Jesus came. Glory to God. Amen. Let's stand.